All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. Now, it should automatically be obvious to you guys that I am under the weather. I don't feel good at fucking all. I do not have a fever, but basically just mucus, coughing, you know, that kind of shit, sneezing. It's really allergies, I think. And it fucking sucks, you know. It messes with your ears, so I have to put eardrops in my ears and all that shit. So, it hasn't been great. And I was gonna do, again, a piece on Bosquar, but it's probably gonna be too late by the time I even get to it. Of course, it's probably better that I just go ahead and speak about it now. Bosquar and the Weebathon, originally, as it was called, is one of the OGs. Like, he's one of the guys that did this stuff before I did. And he didn't focus on AVN like I do. He focused on visual novels and Arrowgate. Which I do that, but not as much as he did. He was very, very prolific. And when I say was, it's because he's no longer with us. I basically saw on my Twitter X account that Bosquar was in the hospital. And he said, I'm doing good, I'm fighting this and everything else, and I didn't know what it was. I mean, nobody, like, there wasn't much discussion of what was going on. I thought maybe he'd just gotten sick, and I mean, he's a fairly young dude, man. I mean, maybe late 30s, early 40s, about like my age, right? But, apparently, it was his time, because a day or so later, it was reported that Bosquar had died of cancer. At a very young age, it just happened. He was just like that. I've had several instances in my life where people just died of cancer. Immediately. You know, you think they're going to live forever, and, you know, at least like to your 60s or 70s or 80s, something like that. And no, you just go. And I don't know, you know, much about the situation. I don't know if he knew he had it. I don't know what was going on. But yeah, he died. So, obviously, they had bought him a figure, and he basically wasn't able to see it. Well, I think he might have been able to see it, like they showed it to him before he died, something like that. But it was his brother that basically talked about him. He didn't have a wife or kids or anything like that. But he had a brother he was very close to, and it's pretty sad what happened ultimately at the end. And, of course, you know, there was fans that went and bought him something, and he had a fan base, but he wasn't really praised. Like, there wasn't an outpour from the visual novel community, or maybe we're just that small. Because I know that, like, Fua said some things, and I said some things. A couple of people said some things. But I didn't really see a lot of, I mean, not saying that it didn't happen, I just may not know it, I may have not, seen everything. Ooh, I'm about to slip off this pillow here. But, from what I saw, guys, I don't know, I figured this guy was like a pillar for the VN community. Yeah, he did the kind of controversial stuff of reading the VNs to people, which companies aren't so crazy about, really, but at the same time, like, he was fighting YouTube, and he was fighting all the stuff that I had fought myself, and he had a lot more to lose because he was actually making a steady income at one time from his work, which was very prolific. And of course, he had to move a lot of things to Rumble and other places. Unfortunately, several of his playthroughs, they're never going to get completed. He was in the middle of Chaos Head. He's almost probably near the end of Chaos Head, and it'll never get finished. As well as, you know, several other games like Secret Agent and stuff like that. Now, I don't know if somebody's going to pick up the slack. It's not going to be me, guys. I can't do it. Like, I have Chaos Head. But the thing is, he's so far in the game, and I don't know what paths he took, choices he made, because it's a little bit different game than when I played it back in 2012. This is the Noah version, so there's multiple routes and paths. I don't know what paths he took, and that's a lot of videos to watch to even try to trace his steps. I do thank the weebs that have kind of jumped on here. Maybe I can be at least some sort of, like, I don't want to replace anybody, like, you know, like, you can't really replace somebody that was that big of a pillar in the visual novel community. You can't, like, he did so many novels, like, so many parts of so many novels all the time. That guy was just on it. He did so much stuff. It's incredible. I just can't even believe how he did it myself. And I have been told that I make too much content. He made twice as much, if not three times as much more than me. And it is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. His work will be there, hopefully, for people to enjoy for years, right? Like, that's what you can hope as a content creator, that your work is going to continue to be there, at least maybe archived or backed up. So if people want to relive things, or maybe, you know, just, again, experience things again, like with the being a dick stuff that we do. You know, people might want to go back and watch that stuff again. Maybe since we're doing season 3, you might be like, oh, well, I need to go catch back up on season 1 and 2 that you guys did. You know, stuff like that. So we want to make sure that, you know, that stuff is kind of preserved, right? And I know I do a much different setup. I don't do nearly as many Aerogay, excuse me, guys, as Bosquar did. But, what we do here is, you know, more AVN focused, but that doesn't mean I'm going to stop. I mean, we have a full playthrough of Maggot Bates, we have a full playthrough of Starless, we have a full character arc of Closed Game, we have a full character arc of Euphoria. We haven't completely done those. Only reason I chose to do Euphoria and Maggot Bates was really and truly I didn't have to do the whole thing. But I think only because somebody was requesting it. I can't even remember how far back that was. I hope I gave you what you wanted, because, like, I don't even remember. I don't know who said it. There's been so many people requesting so many things, and I'm one person. I'm trying to do everything. I know there's somebody that wants me to do The Boys Volume 7, so I want to get to that. I'm gonna try to do that next week. Actually, that's on the list. Hopefully I sound better, because there's no fucking way you guys want me to read a comic when I sound like this, right? And it is just a fucking little bug. I've had these before. It happens every fucking year. So I should be okay. But it's just something I'm going to have to go through, you know, Day of Cyberpunk, just like completely immersed in that, which I've really got into Cyberpunk. I think it's a really fantastic game now with 2.1. I highly, highly recommend people that were setting it on the side to go give it a shot now, because it's definitely something you need to play if you haven't, especially if you love the cyberpunk genre. I think they've done an excellent job with it. It is a lot like Grand Theft Auto. I haven't played a lot of those kind of games, to be fair, because a lot of them weren't. Well, I played 3, the 3 series, you know, the 3, Vice City, and San Andreas. I've played some of those. I haven't played all of them, but I mean, I did have the games. I did play around in them. I've not played 4, I've not played 5. Not played much of Saints Row, even though I'm told Saints Row 3 is a fucking, like, wonderful game. So, you know, maybe I'll go through those. I heard Saints Row 4 is not so good, but I might like it because of the weirdness factor of it. And of course, Saints Row is dead after that, so, you know, no interest past those two games. But I definitely will go back and play through those, because those are kind of like history now, right? So anyway, definitely recommend Cyberpunk. It's really good. It runs well. It looks good. It probably looks a lot better on your guys' computers with the ray tracing than it does on mine. It looks cool, though. Like, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it could look better. It could look more flashy. But it plays, and, I mean, characters look okay, and I don't have a problem with it. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, you have a radio port now, but the city is so busy that you'll hear all kinds of stuff anyway. It's still just a really fun one. I've enjoyed it. I've only got to play a little bit. Like, I played the prologue, and now I've played, like, 2 hours into the main game, so I'm not very far in. But hopefully I'll be able to really rack up some hours tomorrow, because I do, like, I don't think I'll be able to do much else. And Night City seems like a good place to recuperate while I, you know, get better. Because I obviously have to go back to work in a couple days, and I'd like to be at least in good shape. I neglected drinking alcohol tonight because, you know, you don't really want to mix alcohol if you're feeling like shit, right? It might make you feel worse. I know there's a hot toddy with whiskey, but I wasn't going to do all that. Especially if whiskey had a bad effect, you know. Sometimes I overdo it, and I end up with a bad fucking hangover, and that's all I need if I'm already sick. So let's not, I'm not going to play around with that. Water and Gatorade, Powerade, stuff like that. Electrolytes fucking helps. That seems to work. I take elderberry. We'll get over it. But, anyway, yeah, guys. It's just a really crazy, sorry. It's a really crazy situation that this guy just left like that. It's like, man. Remember, I was in the hospital for a while also. But, you know, I made it out. And this guy, apparently, he didn't have that option. Like, he's just, I mean, it's over. It's just hard for me to believe, right? It's like, boom, you're one of the most prolific dudes and you're fighting this fucking YouTube bullshit, you know? And they don't like any fucking anime characters, pretty much. They don't want any of that shit. You know, it's really hard for content creators. Even regular cartoons sometimes can draw YouTube's ire. And that's the main place where you make money. And this guy was having a hard time, I guess, with Patreon funding. I mean, it was a lot of rough work on the guy. And he was really prolific. You could tell he was really committed to this. And he was really mad. Like, he made a video about how upset he was over the situation with him actually, you know, in it. Bosquar actually showed himself, unlike me, you know, who really doesn't. But anyway, it's, you know, tragic, I think. And there wasn't enough of a, like, I didn't see enough of a response from the community. Like, I even mentioned some stuff in some servers, and people were like, oh, yeah, well, Bosquar died. And I was just like, yeah, okay, so that's what you guys think? Like, it's not so much of a big deal? I was like, oh, well, this guy was, like, just ripping off hard work anyway or something. I don't know. They get really finicky when it comes to stuff like that. Okay, so it's like Mega Man, but you can only play one level. Okay, fine. Maybe they'll let me play the others later. Okay. Bioweapon Lab. Apparently this game is 2 hours. Like, you could beat it in 2 hours. Which is fine. Cool. I'm not doing that, by the way. Alright, hold on. Oh, I mean, I could keep him there. I don't know if I was supposed to kill him or not. I'm sorry. I should have let him live. There probably wasn't nothing wrong with him. Oh, well. This guy will have to die, though. Oh, thank you. Okay, so I didn't expect you to do that. Anyway, yeah, this is Vengeful Guardian. Moonrider. It is from Joy Masher, who brought us some really fucking great games. Definitely recommend Joy Masher. Check those guys out. This is the GOG version. It's been a long time coming. I didn't think we'd ever see it. But Joy Masher are cool, and they decided to bring us the game anyway. They just want to make sure it was ready. I've talked to several devs about that. The reason why they do that is because it takes forever to do updates on GOG. So they like to release one version of the game that's kind of stable and has all the updates, you know? So they don't have to go back and repatch it. Because that's a lot more work on the devs than they want to do. Feels kind of like Ninja Gaiden and Shinobi and Strider and, you know, those kind of games. Alright. So, I'm not even really sure what the fuck I was supposed to talk about. Might have to go look at articles to find something to fucking talk about. Sorry. I mean, the Bosquar situation, there's really not a whole lot I can say. It's, it's fucking sad, you know? We lost one of our own. I mean, I didn't really watch a lot of his content, you know, but I knew he was the big guy, the big prolific guy that everybody, you know, checked out when it came to this scene, came to these games. He got a lot of people inspired to stream, which is now the new thing, you know. There's all these streamers coming out, which were inspired by Bossquar when he was doing his stuff on YouTube. And now they have sites like ePlay, where they can actually do the stuff and not worry about the censorship. Unfortunately, they won't be able to attract as big of an audience as YouTube, but that's one of the things you deal with when you're, you know, going on a different kind of platform. Because YouTube's where all the money's at. I can't just beat that. Okay, well, we'll beat this little laser. Come on, Mr. Laser. Alright. Okay. I think I got it. Fairly simple boss. Oh, you have to. Ooh, okay. It's got some synthwave soundtrack. That's cool. Okay. I think it fits. Okay, these Mega Man platforms. All right. So let me, yeah, after I get back to fucking footing, there we go. Yeah, fuck this guy, right? Hold on, there's some shit down there. I want to see what it is. Oh, that might be something I want. Hold on. Alright, come on, how hard can it be? Probably not that hard. Yup, I knew I could do that. Oh, didn't hurt me too much though. Okay, hold on. Cool. So I guess you could go up or down. I don't know what the significance of that was. Maybe just made things a little easier or got rid of some hard stuff. I don't know. Alright, hold on. Yep, he got me. Oh! Alright, guys. I'll be right back and I'll look at some topics and see what we can do.